Today's Amr for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, six lines to the bottom. Va'ayklim v'tumas atzman leike mash'eke b'truma. The Gemara mentioned that one of the things that are left out from the Mishnah Bikurim is that both by Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni, so if a person eats it when the food is tameh, so he's chayiv malkus as opposed to truma, there's no malkus. So the Gemara is medayik milku d'leilaki ha'yisur ika. It's mashma, there's no malkus, but it's still aser. I mean, no, what's the makar that there's an iser to eat truma tameh? That the Torah says by Psulei Mugdashin that in your gates you can eat it when it's tameh, it lezer v'leila acher, but not truma v'lav haba mechal asay asay. And even though we're learning out an iser from there, but it's an iser that's learned out from the asay of b'sharecha teichalenu. So since it's learned out from an asay, so it has the status of an asay, which is why there's no malchus by a person who eats truma tameh. Amar of Ashi Mireishin Amishmas Mina Detanu v'shayer. We mentioned before they asked Rav Sheshas, what's the halacha? Is an aru allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni? Rav Sheshas bar Arai from the Mishnah Bikurim, because it never says in the Mishnah that by Truma and Bikurim is Asr to an Aro, as opposed to Ma'aser Sheni, it's Mutter. Why did the Mishnah say it? It must be because an Aro is Asr to Ma'aser Sheni, to which the Gemara said, no, it could be. It didn't say it because it was the Mishnah was just saying examples, but really in a Hanami, really an Aro is allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. How do we know that it's saying examples? Said the Gemara, because look at the save of the Mishnah, where it's clear that there are certain things that are missing from the list. Amar Rav Ashi, that even from the Reisha you see that it's just examples and there are things that are missing. Meaning even from the Reisha, which was discussing things that you find by Truma and Bikurim that don't exist by Ma'aser Sheni, there are things that were missing from the list. Midulei Katani, number one, V'nayigim B'Shar Shnei Shavua, and number two, V'ein Lam Pidyin, Mash'enkim B'Ma'aser, Shema Mina. There are two things that the Mishnah could have mentioned. Number one, the fact that Truma and Bikurim are Nayig all years of the Shemitah cycle, as opposed to Ma'aser Sheni, which is just years 1, 2, 4, and 5. 3 and 6 have Ma'aser Ani instead of Ma'aser Sheni. And a second thing it could have listed is that by Truma Bikurim, there's no such thing as redeeming it, as opposed to Ma'aser Sheni. You could redeem it if it's far to bring it to Yerushalayim. You want to go a different time, so you could redeem it onto money, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim to buy fruits when you get to Yerushalayim. So that's something that does not exist by Truma Bikurim, that does exist by Ma'aser. So Alamah, you see, it's just saying examples. Al Kopanim, there was no raya from the Mishnah. What's the halacha? Is an Arul allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni or not? So we're still left with the Shiloh. So it says the Gemara Tashema, it says, if you have a boy that he got a mila, but there were some parts of basar that were left over in a way that it's ma'akiv the mila, so for all halachic purposes, he's considered an aro. So says the Braisa, Hareza Eino Eichu, Leibet Truma, Leibet Pesach, Leibet Kachim, Leibet Meiser. So such a person, he's an Aro. He can't eat Truma, can't eat Karban Pesach, can't eat any Kachim, and he can't eat Meiser. My love, Meiser Dagan. Aren't we referring to Meiser Dagan, Meiser Sheni? Which the Gemara says, Loi Meiser Behema. It's referring to Meiser Behema. Says the Gemara, Meiser Behema Haine Kachim. Meiser Behema is Kachim. Why would the Tana of the Braisa specify Meiser Behema? Well, says the Gemara, you have a problem with the Tana specifying Meiser Behema? Ula Tameich, Milo Itzanam Pesach, Ukat Tani Kachim. It specified Karban Pesach, even though it said Kachim. Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the two. Bishlama Pesach hu Kachim Tzrichi. The Tana had to say both Pesach and Kachim. Di Tana Pesach Mishum Darius with Pesach Siva. Avo Kachim Imo Life. The Tana would have just said Pesach, I would have said it's Stafka by Karban Pesach, that there's a problem for an Arul to eat it, but other Kachim is Mutter. Vi Tana Kachim have a Minam, my Kachim Pesach. And if the Tana would have said Kachim, I just would have said it. Oh, when he said Kachim, he meant Pesach, because that's where the Torah says it. And therefore, the Tana had to say Pesach, and had to also say Kachim. So that I understand why the Tana had to specify it. Elo Ma'aser Behema Lamali. But why would the Tana specify Ma'aser Behema? So Ma'aser cannot be referring to Ma'aser Behema. It must be referring to Ma'aser Sheni. And the Tana says an Aro cannot eat Ma'aser Sheni. To which the Gemara says, no, Elo Ma'aser Rishain. I'll tell you it's referring to Ma'aser Rishain. And even though Ma'aser Rishain doesn't seem to have any sort of Kedusha, so why should it be Asr to an Aro? I'll tell you that the Tana of the Braisa says, Remeir he damer Ma'aser Rishain Asr Lazarim. The Tana is Remeir who says, that a Zara, a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishain. So you see that there is some Kedusha, according to Rameyer. We hold that a Zara is allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishain. Rameyer Shita is that a Zara, a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat Ma'aser Rishain. Clearly he held that there is some sort of Kedusha. The male of the Braisa could be talking about Ma'aser Rishain. There's no riot to anything about Ma'aser Sheni. So says the Gemara Tashma, Midatani Rabbi Chiya Bar Rami Difti, then Arul's Aser B'Shtei Ma'isers. He said an Arul is not allowed to eat two different Ma'isers. My love, Echa Ma'iser Dagan, Echa Ma'iser Behema. The most obvious one for sure would be Ma'iser Behema. It's Kachim, so he's Aser to Ma'iser Behema. But what's the second one? L'chayr, it's Ma'iser Sheni, to which the Gemara says, no, Hachanami Ma'iser Rishon Remeir. Tashema, bring another raya. Ainin aser b'meiser umata b'chuma b'para. There are a list of things that are the Tana of the Brice is comparing meiser sheni, chuma, and paraduma. And there's a whole bunch of things that are aser to one and muta to the other two. So an ainin is aser to one. It's aser to meiser. An ainin cannot eat meiser. Umater b'chuma b'para. Yet an ainin is muta to the other two. He's allowed to eat chuma and he's allowed to be Isaac and paraduma. A tful yaim is also aser to one and muter to two. He's aser b'chuma and yet he's muter. He's aser b'truma, umuta b'para b'meiser. Mechaser kipurim is also amongst this list. He's aser b'para. He's not allowed to be Isaac in the para aduma. Umuta b'truma b'meiser. Now v'misa, and if it's true that an arol is allowed to eat meiser sheni, so nesni arol, an arol should also be in the list. Then arol that an arol is aser b'truma, umuta b'para b'meiser. That he's aser to eat truma, and yet he's allowed to eat para. He's allowed to be Isaac in the para aduma, and he's allowed to eat meiser sheni. So to which the Gemara says that no. The Tana is going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that an arol is not allowed to be Isaac in the para. So it's not asr to one and mutter to two. It's actually asr to two. It's asr to truma and also asr to para duma. And what's this Rabbi Akiva? Demar bilei la arol katame, because the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that an arol is not just an isr ti truma. An arol has a din like a tame, so therefore he can't be Isaac in the para duma. The Tana learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Akiva Imer ishish, the rabbis is the arol, that the pasuk which says that a tame person cannot eat truma. Ish ish, it's coming to be marbe and arol, and an arol is like a tame. Now, uman tana the paligalid Rabbi Akiva, who's the tana that argues on the previous brisa and holds that an arol could be Isaac and the paraduma? It's the tana de Rabbi Yosi Abavlihi. It's the Tana of the Tanakama in the Braisa that mentions Rabbi Yosef Abavli. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that's Reifas Oinin and Mechusar Kippurim Ksheira. The Tanakama holds that Oinin and Mechusar Kippurim are allowed to be Isaac in the Paraduma, and Rabbi Yosef Abavli Oimer that Oinin is Ksheira, but Mechusar Kippurim is Psula. The Tanakama holds that no, Mechusar Kippurim is also Ksheira. Now, if the Tanakama holds that Mechusar Kippurim is Kasher, that's not like the previous Braisa that we established is going like Rabbi Kiva. The previous Braisa said Lahedya that Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to be Isaac in the Paraduma. The Tanakam of this Braisa clearly argues in the previous Braisa. Once he argues with Mechusar Kippurim, so it would be logical to say that maybe he's the Tana who also argues with regards to an Aro, and he holds that an Aro is also Kasher to be Isaac in the Paraduma. It says the Gemara of Afra B'Yitzchak Savar Aro Aser B'Meiser. Now we might say we find that Rabbi Yitzchak holds Lahedya that an Aro is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin L'Aro Sh'Aser B'Meiser. How do we know an Aro is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? Nemri Mimenu B'Meiser V'Nemri Mimenu. We have Xer Shava Mimenu Mimenu from Karban Pesach to Meiser Sheni. Ma Mimenu Amr B'Pesach Arul Aserboy, Af Mimenu Amr B'Meiser Arul Aserboy. Just like by Karban Pesach, an Arul is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, so to Meiser Sheni, an Arul is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Now says the Gemara that this Xer Shava is Mufni. It has to be, it's an extra word Xer Shava. Do you like Mufni? If it's not an extra word Xer Shava, then Ikal Mifrach Mala Pesach, Shigan Chayav Lo Mishon Pekul Neiser V'Tame. You can't learn out from Karban Pesach to Meiser Sheni because Karban Pesach's more chamer. We find that there's an Isser of Pigo, a Chiyav, and an Isser of Naisar, and that a Tame person who eats Karban Pesach is Chayv Kares. So it has all these different chumras. So says the Gemara, yeah, and a Chanami lie if Nui Mufni. Taka is Mufni, and that's how Rabbi Yitzchak is able to make the Gzeir Shava. Now, my Mufni, where do you find that there's an extra word in this parsha? Amarav Am Rabbi Yitzchak, because Tlasim Mimenu Ksiva Pesach. It says Mimenu, the word Mimenu, three times by Karban Pesach, three times by Meiser Sheni. First of all, by Karban Pesach, it says Mimenu three times. Chad Gufei. The Torah says, it gives a whole list of things of how you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach. So one, that mimenu is the gufei, that's needed for the actual parsha, that you only have these requirements when it comes to Karban Pesach, but not when it comes to matzah umar. The second mimenu, loisisiru mimenu ad baiker, that is ataka extra, that's to make the gzeir shava mufni. V'chad, and then the third one where it says, v'naiser mimenu ad baiker, beish disraifu, that whole extra words, so that's the mandamur ba'kas of litin l'cha say, achar leis asay, according to the mandamur who says that the Torah's main thing over here is to give you an isser asay, so aidi dichsev naisar ksev nami mimenu. So since naisar, the Torah wanted to say dafka naisar, so therefore we said it in the same lashon that we had previously in the pasuk, it said mimenu. According to the man Damer who says that the Torah is saying this in order to say you shouldn't think that you're supposed to burn the Naisar the next morning on Pesach morning, rather you're supposed to wait till the second morning, Cholamayim morning. So Aydi Dechsev Ad Baiker, which is the extra words of the Pasuk, Sivna Mimenu. So therefore the Torah also added in the word Mimenu, but there's nothing to learn out from the third Mimenu. That's by Karban Pesach. And then Tlas Mimenu Ksivi B'Meiser, there are three times it says Mimenu by Meiser. All three are used for a drasha. Not like by Karban Pesach. Over here, all three are used for a drasha. The Meiser, Chan the Gufei. The first one is the Gufei. Like Eichlim, that Leichati Be'oini Mimenu. I didn't eat it as an Oinein. It's Dafka Mimenu, Dafka Meiser Sheni, that you can't eat as an Oinein. But a person could eat Meiser Rishoin as an Oinein. V'chad Rabbi Avayu. The second Mimenu, that Leichati, that Leiba'arti Mimenu Betame, is coming to say that you're not allowed to burn Meiser Sheni that becomes Tame. But Rabbi Avayu, Am Rabbi Eichlin taught us that Truma Tameya, you are allowed to burn. V'chadin, and the third Mimenu, where it says, V'leinasati Mimenu Lameis, that's for Reish Lakish's drasha. Am Reish Lakish, Am Rav Simai, Minayin Lameiser Sheni Shenitma Shemutah L'suchai. How do you know that you're allowed to anoint yourself with Meiser Sheni Shenitma, even though you can't burn it, but you could anoint yourself? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says by the Vidoi, it says, V'leinasati Mimenu Lameis, I didn't give it over to a mace. Lameis, U'dolinasati, Al-Lachaydum Yidameis, Nasati, you can't give it over to a mace, but you could give it over to a chai, to someone who's alive, to use it in a similar way. Now, how can it be used in a similar way? Have you ever Sicha would be the similar way, and you can't give it to a mace, but you could give it to a chai. Maybe it's talking about buying clothing. It's talking about not the actual meiser fruit, but it's talking about money that you redeemed it onto. And he's saying that I didn't give the money, I didn't use the money on the mace, I didn't use it to buy him clothing, but you could use it to buy a living person clothing. No, it says mimenu. Mimenu is mashma, the actual meiser, not money. Now, no. The same idea, but he doesn't learn it out from Imenu. Rather, he learns it out from the fact in the Vidua, he says that I didn't eat it in the way of Isser, and I didn't give it in the way of Isser. So we have compared the Achila to the Nesina. Ma'la halami gufay, akami gufay. Just like eating it is obviously not referring to the money. It's referring to the actual Meiser. So too, when it comes to Leia Nasati Lameis, so that also is referring to the actual Meiser, not the money. Now says the Gemara, that Vakati Mufna Mitzad Echanu. Still, all you've shown is that by Karban Pesach, there's an extra word Mimenu, which makes the Gzeir Shavah Mufna from only one side. So Hani Chamad Amar Lameidah Ve'Meshivin Alamad Amar Lameidah Nu Meshivin Maikla Meimar. So if you hold when it's Mufni Mitzad Echad, that you make the Gzeir Shavah without asking any Pirchas, great. However, if you hold that it needs to be Mufna on both sides, if it's only Mufna on one side, so then you do ask Pirchas, so then over here we have a Pircha, maybe Karman Pesach's more Chamer. So says the Gemara, here it's Taka Mufna on both Tzadim. Every Mimenu by Meiser was used. No, Hachter Be'Vayu Miram Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravu Avua Nafka. Really, the drasha be'avayu that Truma Tameya, that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya, does not need to be learned from Imenu. That Imenu is really taka extra to make a mufni mishneit studen. And the fact that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya is learned from a different drasha. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Bar Avua. My dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Vani nei nesati luchash mismeres Truma Isai. Hashem says, I gave you two Trumais, but say Truma Sakasa Medaber, Achas Truma Tahira, Vachas Truma Tameya. The two Trumais is referring to two different types, one that's Tame and one that's Tar. Vam Rachman, and the Torah says about both of them, Hashem says that Lucha, that he nei nesati Lucha, I'm giving it to you. So the Truma Tahira, we know how Hashem gave it to you. You eat it. But what does it mean, Truma Tameya? Hashem says, I'm giving it to you. Must be it's yours to burn it, to use it as fire fuel. And so that's the makar that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya. Really, the Mimenu is Mufna, it's Mufna Mishnei Etzadin. And that's how Rabbi Yitzchak is able to learn out the Xavier Shava of Mimenu Mimenu from Karban Pesach to Meiser Sheni. That just like by Karban Pesach and Aral Kanani Karban Pesach, so to Meiser Sheni and Aral Kanani Meiser Sheni.